From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Former First Lady Nancy Reagan is dead at the age of 94. The wife of the 40th President of the United States, Ronald Reagan, for more than five decades until his death in 2004, she served as First Lady from 1981 to 1989. After leaving office, Mr. Reagan retired a few years later from public life, making a statement that he suffered from Alzheimer's disease. The executive director of the Ronald Reagan Foundation, John Hybush, spoke today about her devotion during those final years before his death.
The nation owes her somewhat of a debt of gratitude for being there for him and for being his strong right arm, and also for being the one that took care of him at his bedside for 10 years when he had to succumb to Alzheimer's. That was a really, really difficult assignment, but something she took on with great love and great compassion.
Mrs. Reagan will be buried next to her husband at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California. Benin is counting votes after today's presidential election for a successor to President Tuma Boni Yayi, who is stepping down after two terms, leaving 33 candidates to compete for power in the West African country. Yayi is leaving office after the legally mandated two terms, reinforcing Benin's reputation as a model of democracy on the troubled continent, where many leaders revise their country's constitution while in office in order to remain in power. Prominent Sudanese politician Hassan al-Turabi was buried today in a cemetery east of the capital Khartoum after a funeral attended by thousands. Turabi died Saturday of a heart attack at the age of 84. He played a major role in the 1989 coup that brought President Omar al-Bashir to power before becoming foes later on. This is VOA News.